For 9 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And 30 years of Rosie on the House.
And the fourth hour of this broadcast, our weekly radio broadcast here at Rosie on the House, 7 o'clock hour. A little bit about Tubac, our staycation winners on vacation right now this weekend.
Oh, is it this weekend?
This weekend and everything else that's going on in southern Arizona at this time. Lots of great events.
Oh,
and
man.
There's even been sightings of El Jefe.
Yes.
An ocelot cat that's been roaming. It looks like a leopard.
In undisclosed locations.
Yes. Yeah. They did release a trail camera.
Yes.
You can find it on Tucson.com. That's the website for the Daily Star. And just type in there El Jefe or ocelot cat and you nice little video. Two different game trails. 8 o'clock hour, we were joined with Jay. Well, and Jay Harper joined us in the 7 o'clock hour as a follow-up to Arizona's deadliest gunfight. And the ties that he had to that, not personally, just family members.
Yeah.
Multiple generation Arizonan. He's got to have ties back to lots of history of the state. Joined us at 8 o'clock hour for the landscape gardening. We had open lines at 9 o'clock, and now we go into our topic driven. If you've got our home maintenance calendar, you know it's been plumbing month. And we're going to be talking this hour about rebuilding your cartridges, the breakdown point for most of your plumbing equipment. As well as open lines, Rosie's back, and we'll be taking. We've got calls lined up at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-Rosie for you. You can text questions to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. And Marcy called during top of the hour news and had asked for a home maintenance calendar. We give them out for free.
Yeah.
Sometimes they don't get delivered. They deliver it to our P.O. box. We even went to the Postal Service and said, how do we lay this out so you stop mailing these to ourselves? And we still get some back. In Marcy's case, she didn't get it because we had her second home in Denver, so it's probably sitting in Denver, not at the Phoenix home. So we'll get that mailed out this week. Sometimes people send us an email or a mailing address, and we run it through the postal scan before it gets added to our mailing list. It says there's no such address. This one doesn't exist. So, but we do them for free. You can also get a digital copy at RosieOnTheHouse.com. We have it broken down by month, and it's one thing that we put together last year. Rosie's had this idea for a long time about a home maintenance calendar, and the technology and the timing all finally meshed to make this a possibility. And when you look at the calendar, the top of the calendar talks about what our category for the entire month is, and we break down all the different ways that and we cover this topic in depth 4 or 5 different Saturdays depending on how many weeks we have that month, along with all of our partners that service that industry throughout the entire state. Then at the bottom, it talks about our weekly to-dos as well for the home and the landscape and garden. And we also have different variety of promotional and call to actions if you're looking for, different things around your home that we invest in. Our partners have all put little special Rosie pricing and promotions for our listeners, and that's something we distribute for free, and it helps keep up with the home maintenance tasks that our homes require. 2 or 3 a week is a lot easier than 6 or 7 or 10 or 12 or 20 or 30, depending on how long we've gone and let them build up. So it's one more way that we work to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Well, and I'll tell you another thing that the calendar does, as well as our website, is it kind of mentions and encourages people to sign up for HomeZada. And we were talking about in my recovery phase the last 3 months that I have had quite a bit of time sitting on my disappearing behind and reading. Well, the other thing I did is I took the time to get engaged with my HomeZada subscription and inventory my house.
Pretty incredible.
It really is. I love art. We do the Thursday evening art walks in Scottsdale often. I just love the talent and looking at a piece of art and recognizing what went into it. And there was a time about 10 years ago, Jennifer said, if we have one more picture of a duck or a goose landing, I'm going to move out. Because I was a big collector of a local artist here in town, happened to be a personal friend, Larry Toshik. And he was the Ducks Unlimited Artist of the Year several times. Just an incredible talent. I spent personal time with him out in the field collecting photos and pictures, and he did some beautiful artwork. So now I've kind of moved through that, and she says, Rosie, I don't think we need another picture of the Grand Canyon in our house. I mean, the Grand Canyon in person is something else, but to see it through the eyes of different artists is truly incredible. We've got a fairly large portrait of the Grand Canyon right in our living room.
And very nicely lit.
Romy went through and documented all of our possessions, and it's loaded into the Homezada account. It's in the cloud. I made a disk of it. I put that in the safe deposit box. I need to give you a copy. I need to give Rachel a copy. And boom, it's done.
The inventory is one of the applications that's actually easier on a phone or tablet because you can use the camera feature to take pictures and upload straight instead of using a camera then having to transfer the photo onto a laptop or a desktop.
I did it with that little bitty black Mac thing that y'all got me.
Yeah.
iPad or whatever it's called.
Don't ask me. No. And then, so that's the inventory side of Homezada, and that is the free application for the premium subscription, which is $5 a month for the year, or $7 a month to month. You can then take these home maintenance projects that we have, synchronize them with your calendar, and synchronize your calendar. If your calendar is synchronized with your phone, you'll get reminders. Change your air filter today. Check your water heater. Clean the coils at your refrigerator. And you can also click through and get our how-tos on how to do all those things as well. And so instead of still having to remember to go do these things, it helps engage you to become a homeowner, and you can snooze them, dismiss them, complete them, whatever you want right from your phone, as you just keep up with these daily tasks, and you can assign them to different members in the household as well. Then there's a projects section if you're looking to do a remodel and add on a pool, install, whatever the case may be. You can manage your projects there. There's a home finance side as well that will help you know, track and anticipate all the big expenses that's coming. You're 20 years into your 30-year roof. Here's what you can expect in 10 years and need to be saving for at the time that your roof is out of warranty. It may still last 20 years after warranty, but we want to financially be planning for the replacement at the end. And then if you ever go to sell the home, you can list it. And
it's like a Carfax.
If on steroids.
Car, yeah. Yeah.
If you have two homes on the same street that somebody's looking to move into this neighborhood, and you've got this one you know nothing about and this other one that you can transfer.
It comes with an owner's manual.
First time ever.
Yeah. And you know who replaced the air conditioner, who replaced the water heater, when it was done, what
copies
phone
of the receipts, the
copies
work orders,
of everything. Yeah.
What tradesmen were on site.
I believe the Homezada application is going to grow to become a huge thing for the millennial listeners of our program.
Well, and not only for the millennials, but the elderly as well, through the millennials, as they're helping their parents age in place.
Yeah.
Because you can list up to three properties on one account. So if you are managing one for your parents and then managing one for your home, or if you've got a cabin in the mountains and a home down here, you can do them both in-home Zada, you've got a, you know, one user login can take you there, but then you just switch between your properties depending on what it is you're trying to work on. You just go to rosieonthehouse.com. On homeowner resources, on the drop down, you'll see Home Zada Digital Home Management. You can click on that and get a little bit more detail. You can listen to the podcast when we brought the developer in. It's a husband and wife team that put this together and do a great job just keeping up with the constant change in technology.
Absolutely. Well, let's get to the callers. They're lining up. We invite you to give us a ring, and we'll get to our topic of the day, topic of the hour, when to repair and when to replace the plumbing fixtures in your house. Let's go to Jeff first. He's called in, top of the hour. Good morning, Jeff.
You calling me?
Yes, sir.
Rosie, Jeff Fleetham, director of the Registrar Contractor.
The Registrar. Hey, you're not calling.
Welcome back.
You're not calling because I got in trouble while I was gone, are you?
Well, I kind of heard. I wanted to check up on you, see if you need any bail money.
No. Hey, just before my accident, I was in touch with your assistant, and I said, we got to get Jeff back on air. So,
absolutely.
We're going to need to get you on soon and get an update of what's going on at the registrar's office.
So, absolutely.
And we lost him. That's one of the reasons that the nature of call and talk has changed with technology. And that's an example.
Mr. Jeff Fleetham.
You could tell he was on the road. You could tell we probably lost signal through a mountain pass somewhere. But we appreciate the call.
He is our honored and respected Registrar of Contractors.
Well, we've got David from Northern Arizona and Stella in Central Arizona lined up to talk, as well as our talking points for how to repair your cartridges for your faucets and your vanities or your shower here at Rosie on the House in our plumbing month.